Right now on VFN TV, President Putin is calling all of his leaders and the citizens of Russia home. A general, General Mark Milley of the United States Army, puts out a fierce warning to Russia, talking about it'll be a lethal and fast battle. Is this World War III? Prophetic words that God has spoken to many, including us, about what's going to be happening. Is there about to be a physical battle in America? Is a cyber war about to take off in America? Is Russia planning behind the scenes to do something not only to Europe, but also America? This and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Here's what the Holy Spirit said. He said, I have many ministers, and they are speaking on my behalf. But he said, what's missing is the urgency of your voice. These mega churches are really cognizant not to offend people. And they're really careful when they get up and preach to people that everybody leaves out there feeling really good. Preachers refuse to preach on the coming of Jesus Christ. Where's the urgency? I have never seen America in the place where we are right now. If you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iraq against the Christians, you better think again. It's already coming into this country right now. If we don't tell people what they need to hear, God's going to hold us accountable and their blood will be on our hands. Whenever we preach, we've got to preach with an urgency in our voice that we need to be right with God if anything should happen to us. There's things right now in motion that may change our nation almost overnight. And for me to stand here and act like everything's all right, I can't do that. The politicians in Washington may can do that and lead you to believe that everything's going to be okay. But in the house of God, there's got to arise a siren that says, blast, 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 attention, attention, attention. Things are changing and they're changing quickly. We've got to have preachers in the pulpit that will say, watch out! Warning! Warning! Red light! Warning! People know something's going on in the Middle East. They know something's going on in Iraq, in Iran, in Damascus. They know about Iran. And people that's not even scripturally literate are trying to answer these things, and they're missing in a million miles. And God's saying to the preachers, get up and tell them. It's time to talk about what God's doing. People are seeking the Lord. People are seeking Christ. And if they don't find him in the church, where are they going to find him?
Got an invitation to come back, and the Lord laid on my heart, and that's when Mr. Tuart asked me about, did you have a dream? And I did. That's when he told me about the coming storm. And as I'm about to go into prayer, I just want to say the Lord laid on my heart. I said, I'm not going to share it unless somebody asks me to come. And of course, Commissioner Barry asked me to come, and I said, this is it. I was going to share it. That there's another level about to happen.
Riots are coming. Riots in the streets are coming. And if we're not careful, shortly after the next election, the anger will mount so much that we'll end up having martial law declared. Loss of life is taking place.
Cisco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. But a little bit of what I remember reading had something to do with food was so expensive, people would actually rob food trucks.
These are people in Venezuela seizing food trucks, anything they can get their hands on.
No, even in the midst of great consequences, when they said, we're going to turn you over, we're going to turn you over to Shishak. We're going to turn you over to the king of Egypt. We're going to turn you over to people who want to oppress you. And believe me, they're lined up right now wanting to oppress, you know, America. But, you know, Shishak, our proverbial Shishak, they're all lined up. There's more. It's going to be horrific if we don't turn back to God, but it's going to be great if we do.
If we stay on this road, it's not going to be pretty. It's not, I mean, it's not going to be just us morphing into some socialist, you know, type of country. It's going to be, I think, worse than what was experienced in Nazi Germany. And dialogue, trying to understand, because I believe what happened there was a dress rehearsal for what the devil's trying to do in the whole world.
If we abandon God, God will abandon us, but not just leave us so we can actually sin more. We'll have tyrannical leadership over us. And right now we're seeing tyrants galore out there ready to move into this place.
I think the way the world is going, the way the U.S. is going, I think there's going to come a time, and it's probably going to be sooner than later, when what I do in a public forum is going to be labeled as a hate crime.
Some disturbing news from Russia. President Vladimir Putin signed a law outlawing evangelism and cracking down on house churches. The laws forbid evangelism outside of churches and other religious sites. That means people can't even share their faith in their homes or even on the internet.
Well, you don't think God could put a tyrant over America? You don't think God could put a tyrant that oppresses the church? What have we been doing? What have we been doing as a church?
The purpose of this subcommittee hearing is to assess the degree to which the administration is willfully turning a blind eye to radical Islamic terrorism and the consequences for the safety and security of the American people.
Our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. We don't look to be ruled.
God is just. You think this last 7 years has been tough, this 8 years have been tough? That's just Jehoiakim. Zedekiah is right on the precipice of coming to pass in this nation.
The Lord says there's going to be a forced conclusion that's coming to the White House. People will lose trust in the voting process.
We're not going to make it through the times that are coming without being his disciples and more. Without growing up into our purpose.
Global sanity depends on the willingness of the U.S. to defy odds rather than be defied by the odds.
Now, it so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act. And I feel
he said, my people are going to cry out to me. I said, when? He says, it will keep getting darker until they do. It will keep getting darker until they do.
This is the year of the wind. This year will be very unusual on many levels. As a matter of fact, a phrase will be repeated over and over on the lips of many nations. You will hear it said, I have never seen anything like this before. There will be a great stir among the peoples of the nations. Seemingly nothing will remain normal any longer. This will not just be an American phenomenon, but it will touch all the continents. The Lord shall rise up and make himself known. The forgotten shall shout for joy. The heathen will see a great light. Unbelievers will take another look. Experts will be stumped. Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted. Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let them.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Can you believe it? President Putin, the president of Russia, has put a call out, according to the reports, to be able to bring home all of the citizens of Russia. Are they positioning themselves for war? The headlines are, Russia orders all officials to fly home and any relatives living abroad as tensions begin to mount all over the world. What's taking place? Why is Russia strengthening their northern border? I don't know if you know this or not, but if you go to the northern border of America, you got Canada. When you go to the northern border of Canada, you know what you have? Russia. That's how close we are. Alaska is like just right, as a particular candidate said once, I could see Russia from here. And this is what's how close we are to possible damage that's taking place if there's going to be some sort of war going. But it looks like prophetically we're beginning to see some things take place. And we're going to talk about, don't be concerned too much in regards to as a believer, because God is shifting this earth to bring a great harvest of souls. And we're going to talk about that because it has to do with Russia. But Russia, the bear has awoken. I mean, God is speaking about there was a bear in the water and all of a sudden she woke up. You know, our own president told the leader of Russia that, you know, I'll have more flexibility after the election. And he says, I'll transmit that to Vladimir. Well, we're looking at all that taking place right now during the when all the Middle East came together in the beginning of the ISIS and what was taking place, that all the Muslim nations, the United Arab League came together and they said, listen, America, we'll give you the money. We will give you the money, America, if you will fight this war. And our president took the ball, basically the football, and we could have fought that war and they would have given us all the money to fight the war. And he passed it off to President Putin. I mean, the stage is being set. The question is what is being set, and despite what's in men's mind, what is God doing? We're going to talk about that today. But general, listen to this, this particular American, U.S. Army General Mark Milley, understand this. He gives this fierce threat, a fiery warning to Russia. You have countries right now positioning themselves to be able to go to war. And we heard Gloria Jackson on our program. Hopefully we'll have her today on the program. But she says specifically that if we don't pray, there might not even be an election coming up this year, a presidential election. And if we go to war, the Constitution says, I believe, that you don't change presidencies if we're at war. But watch how fierce this warning is from U.S. Army General Mark Milley. Watch what he says to Russia. Take a look.
I want to be clear to those who try to oppose the United States. I want to be clear to those who wish to do us harm. I want to be clear to those around the world who want to destroy our way of life and that of our allies and friends. The United States military, despite all our challenges, despite our op tempo, despite everything we've been doing, will stop you and we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before. Make no mistake about that. Other countries, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, went to school on us. They closely watched how we fought in 91 and 03. They studied our doctrine, our tactics, our equipment, our organization, our training, and our leadership. And in turn, they revised their own doctrines, and they are rapidly modernizing their militaries today to avoid our strengths in hopes of defeating us at some point in the future. Recently, a senior Russian official, Ambassador to the United Kingdom, Alexander Karamenko, he said, quote, the established world order is undergoing a foundational shakeup with the Crimea, Ukraine, and Brexit. He went on to call for the dismantling of NATO and the European Union. And he said, quote, Russia can now fight a conventional war in Europe and win. Russia is the only country that will remain relevant forever. Any other country is dispensable, and that includes the United States. We are endgame now, end quote. We can now, and we will remain in the future, retain the capability to rapidly deploy, and we will destroy any enemy, anywhere, anytime. Additionally, the battlefield will be highly complex, almost certainly in dense urban areas, and against an elusive, ambiguous enemy that combines terrorism and guerrilla warfare alongside conventional capabilities mixed with large civilian population.
Did you know that God tells in His Word, He lets us know, I believe it's Amos chapter 3, verse 7, He doesn't allow anything to happen unless He tells us first. We call that prophecy. God will speak to us in prophetic words of wisdom, words of knowledge. He'll speak in many different ways. And He also speaks to us in prophetic dreams. Guess what we're going to share with you today? We have plenty of prophetic words, what God is saying about what's taking place, what you just heard. We have to prepare ourselves for two things. There's going to be a physical assault on the land. There's going to be also a great harvest of souls. And the world looks like it's going to be at war, but it's not going to be like any other war. As the general says, it's going to be fierce, it's going to be fast, and it's going to be something you can't even catch up with. But at the same time, there's going to be a great harvest of souls. So, reportedly, we're going to talk about 1 billion souls won into the kingdom of God, and that's going to be coming a lot out of Russia. The kingdom's going to begin to move powerfully in Russia, and it's going to be very encouraging when you hear the whole program out. It'll be this program and our next, so make sure you catch both of our programs. But first, join us after this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome back. I hope I didn't scare you, but I just want to tell you what's taking place in the world. I mean, everything's shifted on our program today. We're like, hey, we have to pay attention to what's going on. And we want to encourage you that God's already been speaking. And we've been having it on our program and building a library of what God is saying. So what we're sharing with you, you can find it on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But we're going to go over some prophetic words because God talked about Russia. He told us about Russia. He told us about America. He told us about Korea, North Korea. He told us about China. And we shared that before. As a matter of fact, it was shared originally April the 22nd in 1996 in America and even at Brownsville Assembly of God when Pastor John Kilpatrick was pastoring at 3100 West DeSoto Street, Pensacola, Florida, where the Brownsville Revival took place. Prior to that, Demetrius Dudeman, who's with the Lord now, came and gave this word. It's a very powerful word. We have it all for you. So we're going to go over it today. We're just going to work our way. It's not going to be your typical program. We just want you to be able to hear. We're going to do the reading for you and kind of talk about what God has shown us. And we'll make these full words available to you at on the torch at VFNTV.com. So this is a prophetic word that was given dream that came to Dmitry Dudeman April 22nd, 1996, and it was about America. And he wrote a book called Through the Fire. You know, when we started VFN television and what God's called us to do, I mean, the commitment that we understood all of it was going on. Well, in part, I mean, obviously God knows it. We don't know what he knows, but we knew it was fire. We knew it was going to be difficult. And so everybody that committed, said, we realized that, you know, it's going to be a rough situation in the world. Times are going to be tough. But you know what we said? We said, because we love God and we love you, we were going to come on the air, and we're going to be on there every single day across the world, actually, talking to you, encouraging you, hoping to build a relationship with you that you can trust our voice, that we're not going to intentionally say something that would be out of place or whatever, because, you know, we're for God and for human beings because he's created them. And so we share these words for you. I'm going to ask you to read, Steve, if you would read these words, and we're just going to read the prophetic word, and we're going to talk about them and some things we're going to interject. But this is a prophetic word. This is God speaking, Amos chapter 3, verse 7. He says, he will not do anything unless he reveals it to his prophets first. And you don't just want to take one prophetic word from one person. What you want to hear is a choir of words. You want to hear harmonizing words, because, you know, we all hear in part and we prophesy in part. But when you find two or three or four different folks, you know, that hear from the Lord, who have a foundational character to be able to hear from them, and they're hearing the same thing, they don't even know each other. You know, this is what Joseph told Pharaoh. He says, because you had the dream twice, because God told you twice this is going to happen, it's a for sure thing. But we're telling you,
it's been over.
I can't even tell you how many times it's actually been right there. But let's just go ahead and just pick up this word. It's a prophetic dream that was given to Dmitry Dudeman. Through the Fire is his book. We'll make that available to you on the VFN torch right there. Let's go ahead and just start reading this word.
I prayed, then went to bed.
This is Dmitry Dudeman.
Right.
Okay.
I was still awake when suddenly I heard a trumpet sound and a voice cried out to me, stand.
And trumpets are about warning.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you know what they called VFN television? They said, we're a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Skelly,
yeah,
with WHBR, he said, we need a trumpet. And we got a phone call from one of our audience, Ivana. But God just began to send words. Says, that's what you guys are. You're a trumpet. And that's what we're doing. We're warning you even now. Okay, go ahead.
In my vision, I was in America. I walked out of my home and
so
began
this is
to...
This is important to remember that this is somebody, God is speaking to, a man of God, saying that God is talking to him about you and me, about America. This is not about some foreign land. This is the land that we live in right now. And so he's talking to him about America, okay?
I walked out of my home and began to look for the one who had spoken to me. As I looked, I saw three men dressed alike. Two of the men carried weapons. One of the armed men came to me. I woke to show you what is to come, he said. Come with me. I didn't know where I was being taken to, but when we reached a certain place, he said, stop here. A pair of binoculars was handed to me, and I was told to look through them. Stand there, don't move, and look, he continued.
It's so important to understand when you think about binoculars, it takes what's far away and brings it up close. So God was allowing Dmitry Dudeman to look into the future to see what was coming. So this is 1996. That's now you're looking at...
That's 20 years.
20 years. Here we are. Okay.
You will see what they are saying and what they are preparing for America.
So he's in America. And this, what you're about to hear, is what they are preparing for America.
Mm-hmm.
Russia, who you just heard about at the beginning of this program, has been preparing something. China has been preparing something. Sad to say, it looks like our leadership has been unwillingly participating with the process, or willingly, I don't know.
Yeah.
But let's keep going.
As I was looking, I saw a great light. A dark cloud appeared over it. I saw the president of Russia, a short, chubby man who said he was the president of China, and two others.
So you got the president of Russia, who you just saw, which called all of his people home. That's a fulfillment of prophecy, but that just happened. That's a real deal. And now you have them shoring up their weapons and their people. They just had a drill with over 60 million of their citizens. We're having to shift around wartime-like conditions in Russia. That just happened. You don't hear you hear people in our community and media talking about debates and stuff, why they're preparing for war. It's crazy things going on. Or emails.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's taking place. So you got Russia, China, and two other nations.
The last two also said, where they were from, but I did not understand. However, I gather they were part of a Russian-controlled territory. The men stepped out of the cloud.
This is so important because you're going to see this consistency through these prophetic words. Is you couldn't see this happening, but once they come out of the cloud, you're going to see it. So don't say, you can't say, "Well, I didn't see it coming." Although people are going to say they didn't see it coming, but that's not for you as Christians. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to hear God. You're supposed to know it's God's telling you now. This is what's going to happen. I want you to prepare for it. You know, we have prudent preparation. If you hadn't signed up right now for the Torch newsletter, you need to get it because you can get immediately in your email called Prudent Preparation, which tells you how to prepare. I don't know if you saw the hurricanes just take place, but when the hurricane hit all the way up Florida and Cuba and mm-hmm. and all those different areas, all the way up to around North Carolina or so, all the store shelves were empty. Now imagine that happening over a 90-day period and there's nowhere to go. But if you prepared for 90 days, and we talk about mm-hmm. that, just sign up for the Torch, the newsletter, you need it, and we'll send that to you just as a free gift right there, okay?
The Russian president began to speak to the Chinese one. "I will give you the land with all the people, but you must free Taiwan of the Americans."
This is important to understand because John Paul Jackson saw the headlines, prophetic headlines, that says all Americans are going to have to go back to America. They're going to have to come home. And you're looking here where China and Russia is going, listen, you're going to have to just purge all the Americans out. This has been the goal, by the way, is if you don't, whether we claim it or not, America is a Judeo-Christian nation. When these other religions out there, they see America, they call it a Christian nation. The only ones that don't call it a Christian nation are people in America who don't understand that we're a Christian nation,
right,
who don't walk into the rotunda and see the pilgrims painted right there on the wall, who don't understand the biblical foundations and Moses and the Ten Commandments mm-hmm. and all that's there. In the White House, in Congress. But so here we are right here. They're going to start sending all of our troops home. Understand, you can imagine what the world would be like if America goes dark. But the Lord was telling Demetri Dunham here that America is going to, it's going to be a physical attack. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that. But go ahead.
A voice said to me, "Watch where the Russians penetrate America." The line before that says, "Do not fear, we will attack them from behind."
That's important. That's important. This whole word's going to be made available to you, but I just want to give you understanding. People who understand, they go on with it. The thing about it is, like, not everybody understands like that, to understand what's being said. Mm-hmm. And when I don't know if you've ever been or seen that, spending 10 years in law enforcement, this is what happens when you're mugged. You know, people were walking along, they're listening to their whatever earbuds, and somebody comes from behind them in New Jersey or New York or wherever it happens, and they just surprise them. They never knew it was coming, and they hit them over the head. They take their wallet, take mm-hmm. the purse. You can actually rob strong men like that. They could have, if they knew you was coming, they would have knocked you out. But because they didn't know you was coming, it was a surprise. It came yeah. from behind. So everything this word talks about, and you're going to be hearing more about this word and many other words, is, you know, you got to prepare for it prophetically. You got to prepare for it and spending time with God and abiding with Him, because you got to prepare yourself. All these things that everybody's relying on is not necessarily going to be there. Mm-hmm. God's going to be there. God's never left, but we've left God in so many different areas of our life where we're depending on things and stuff. But listen, we're going to continue this word. It goes all the way down to China and Russia and how there's going to be a physical attack on America's land according to the prophetic words that we're hearing. But first, I got this offer for you. We're going to go to a break and be right back. Today's offer is offer 2014 for your partnership of any amount whatsoever. Did you know it's our partners that help make this possible? That's right. The offer is 2014 for any gift at all. It is living a pleasing life, a new Christian life in the Lord, a life of faith. God has called us to a new life. Quite often, if you're walking and feeling downcast and feeling, you know, what is this all about? Quite often religion has done that to us. But you know, God has called us to an abundant life, a new life. But it requires us to not only go to the cross, but get up on the cross and begin to live this new life in Jesus Christ. It's available to you right now. It's going to encourage you. It is offer 2014, living a pleasing life, a new Christian lifestyle in the Lord, a life of faith. Become a partner today by going to VFNTV.com. Choose partner now, or by emailing VFNTV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida 32505,
Or you can even call toll free at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2014. It'll come right to you as your gift.
VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Minister with a group of people that I just absolutely love, because all of us, we get tired, we want to quit every week, and we look at each other and go, no, let's go talk to some more people. I know we were all rejected yesterday. Let's keep going. That's what the body of Christ was supposed to do. We were supposed to gather together to stir one another up, to encourage, put courage into each other. And that's what this is about. Man, our prayer is that God would do something in our midst that we really could walk away with greater courage.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
Can religious practices be mandated in public schools? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
The school district where my kids go to school want to pass more or less a rule or an ordinance which would force the children to participate in prayer, which I'm a deacon in the church, I've been a Christian all my life, but I have a very severe problem with forcing children to participate in prayer that pretty obvious some of them don't want to participate in.
Well, number one, the school district doesn't need to be introducing an ordinance requiring a school prayer because, number one, that's unconstitutional.
The court did say that the Constitution nor the Supreme Court precedents prohibits students from praying before, after, or during the school day, but it cannot be compelled. And the requirement that it be compelled or require participation would make it unconstitutional.
Join the American Center for Law and Justice in defending our religious liberties. Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Cora Fickinger from Collinsville, Illinois, who is an environmental testing person, wants me to talk about quality. Cora, I can understand that that's your profession, why you want me to talk about that subject. I think that too many people who especially maybe are gifted or talented take too many shortcuts. When I was very young in my career and I realized that I had some giftedness that would allow me to say things and do things that would help me to be successful, I was very tempted to kind of take shortcuts and not always develop my lessons as I should or not finish the task as I should. And going into that early part of my career, one day I said to myself, I have to live with myself. And it's not what others think about who I am and what I've done, but it's who I think of who I am and what I have done. And at that time, I said quality, excellence. These are words that I'm going to embrace. And what they mean to me today is very simple. I haven't cheated you, and I haven't cheated myself. I've done my very best. And I think that is a fulfilling reward that all people that have quality in their life and quality in their behavior experiences.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This prophetic word that we're sharing right now is a word that was given by Dimitri Dudeman in the context of what we're seeing take place. And don't worry about it. We're going to dedicate this program and our next program, and we're not going to stop until we deliver all these prophetic words. We want to go over them systematically. Mm-hmm. Where we left off, we're reading a prophetic word from Dimitri Dudeman that was given in 1996, but it's about Russia. It's about China and what's taking place. And we're seeing these things take place even now as we speak. And the Lord was saying, you know, do not fear. Do not fear. You know, God's going to take, and we're going to talk about that, but God takes care of those that are His. But also, these things are working out prophetically, just like God said. And we just, right before the break, we went in there and said, this is a voice that came to me to Dimitri Dudeman in a dream. And he said, watch where Russia penetrates America. When you think about that, I mean, you look back right now and you say, you see our own president sitting with the president of Russia saying, I'll have more flexibility after the election. And that resounded around the world. The most powerful nation in the world. The one that Putin says, even in this prophetic dream, that basically runs the world because of his powerful economy. And our president said, I'll have more flexibility after the election. It's like there is so many things moving at the same time. And now our general is putting out fierce warning. We've got to find out what God is saying. And so prophetically, what Dmitry Dudeman was told, and we have other words that confirm this, is watch where Russia penetrates America. Mm-hmm. And it could be cyber. What are you hearing right now by our presidential candidates, or at least one of them? They're saying Russia's hacking our systems, and Russia's breaking into our internet, and China's breaking into our internet. And you're seeing those full warnings of what's taking place even now. So let's pick up the word there.
I saw these words being written, Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida.
So listen to that. Alaska, which is our, obviously way up north, right up under Russia, mm-hmm. that Governor Sarah Palin said she could actually see Russia from Alaska. That's how close it is. Mm-hmm. And Minnesota and Florida. And we just talked about Florida in our last program, how the president has opened up Cuba, which is 90 miles off the coast, and Russia reportedly is coming in again mm-hmm. in there. And there's this Islamic communist merger that took place in the United Nations with the unstoppable voting law. We just talked about it. So Florida, and we even talked about, but we'll talk again, about a prophetic word dream given to Brett Holderbaum when he was in Miami. And it actually has to do with Russian and Cuban aircraft flying so low it was weaving inside, in and out the buildings in yeah. Miami. So I mean, stay tuned, because we have a lot of things the Lord's telling us, and we're going to let you know it, let you pray about this, and never have the Lord lead you. But we're going to share. The Lord says this, that if I tell you and you don't tell them, and this thing happens, then their blood's going to be on your hand. But That's if right. you do tell them and they do repent, then things stop. But either way, their blood's not on your hands. We have to say, what's going to be taking place. And so all of a sudden, we have three. Alaska, this is Dmitry Dudeman's dream. Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida, mm-hmm. We're being focused on. Okay.
Then the man spoke again. When America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning.
So you think about this. You're hearing right now with our leaders debating who's going to be the leader. They're talking cyber, 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 cyber. What does that mean? They're talking about a cyber warfare. That right now, this very moment, nobody really knows who's doing what, but they know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Every day, our banks and our institutions and businesses are being attacked, including our power grids, according to Ted Koppel, who wrote a book. We mm-hmm. hadn't talked about that particular book.
Lights Out
on our program. And they're having to fend those attacks off. But they're saying things have already been planted already in these computer systems. At any moment, something could happen, which means it doesn't have to be. We're so used to conventional war that we think, a ship is going to show up and it's going to start firing a couple heavy pieces of metal in the air and it's going to land and it's going to blow up, which that potentially is going to happen as well. But think about this. What if all the nuclear reactors got fired up and the centrifuges and everything started spinning so fast that it burned them out? Sort of like this. Imagine if Samsung cell phones had a computer program in them that you could speed something up that caused the batteries to go out, and all of a sudden people's pockets started getting on fire and the plane started landing, all because of a simple computer program. Wow. That's possibly even happening right now with Samsung. I don't know, but I'm just saying that's how computers work. And so the first attack could be coming cyber-wise, because China doesn't have a military per se in the context of that, although they are working on it and they do have some things going on. But not like America's military, but they actually have something going for them. They pretty much built every computer that we have so they could have something inside of our systems, that's going on there. So right now, China could be doing that attack, and Russia right now, the bear is actually rearing its head up, and all of a sudden, suddenly behind us, behind our back, without us knowing, something happens. Okay.
The other two presidents spoke. We too will fight for you. Each had a place already planned as a point of attack. All of them shook hands and hugged, then they all signed a contract. One of them said, we are sure that Korea and Cuba will be on our side too.
So there, we just talked about Cuba. We just told you about Cuba. We're trying to figure out, remember, why in the world is our president so in love with Cuba? A place that it's communist. It oppressed its people. It treated them horrifically. Senator Ted Cruz's father had to escape from there just to be able to survive. $20 in his sock or something like that, and sewed into his underwear just to be able to get here to the States. And we're partnering with them, and we talked about that. You catch yesterday's program, we talked specifically about what happened in 1975 when communism needed a partner, and so it merged with Islam, and now they have an unstoppable voting bloc in the United Nations. Our president's wanting to take everything to the United Nations. Why? Because there's this majority rule there that's Islamic. If you take Christianity to a vote in the United Nations, it'll come out Islam. It don't take it there. Right. That's an idea of Woodrow Wilson, which won't even go there. And you know, the League of Nations, and it came to pass. But we are a sovereign country, and they're wanting to really deal with our sovereignty. And so their goal is just, this is important to understand. I always underestimate evil, always. It's not that it doesn't happen, but it's just like, people are really evil.
Yeah.
I mean, people that just give themselves over to evil, when they hit you with a punch, they're not wanting just to wound you. They just weren't tough enough to knock you out. They actually wanted to knock you out. And if Russia attacks America, they wouldn't be attacking America so that they could just kind of put a dent in our fender or something. They want to take us down. But, you know, that's what happened during a previous administration where their economy crashed under Gorbachev. And Americans were celebrating when all their economy crashed. And you had the USSR. A lot of people don't know that this generation, but there was the USSR. Now you have Russia left. Overnight, their economy crashed. And guess what? The reports are that's exactly what Putin wants to see take place. President Putin of Russia wants to see take place in America. Whether he does anything or not, probably because of $20 trillion of debt and what's taking place, it's going to happen. The economy, the crash of the economy. So they're sitting here setting this up, and he's saying that Cuba and Korea will go with them for the purpose of, so they can destroy America.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at our weakest point. You know, that's one thing that you were saying earlier on when you saw this general, you know, going like, we will fiercely come against you. And it's like, our Navy's down to World War I capabilities. That's how weak we are. Our Air Force is just, everything is just, we're just weak. Our money's maxed. We don't even pull the flag out anymore, hardly to say the Pledge of Allegiance to it. It is not time for us to pick a fight. But yet it seems like that's exactly what's going on when you saw that. It's time for us to humble ourselves, turn back to God. And Israel did that years ago, you know, back in history. They said, who are these people that come against such a great nation? But they didn't realize that God was upset with them because they were prideful and turned away from him and they turned to other gods. So God was actually allowing Babylon to come in and do that. And they ended up in Babylonian captivity. And so he says, they're actually, a goal is to destroy. So you're watching, right now you're watching Korea shoot off missiles, nuclear missiles. And they're like winking at it.
Yeah.
I mean, nuclear missiles. That means San Francisco is within firing range, potentially, of Korea. They could fire a missile off, and it could land in San Francisco. That's California, if you don't know that or not. If California was a nation, it'd be like the third or maybe the eighth largest economy in the world. That's how big it is. If they shot off a cruise missile, our own government did, right off the coast of California, and everybody filmed it on their phones like it was no big deal at night, and it's glowing. Like, that could be coming our way. And we're seeing this thing take place right now, okay?
The president of Russia began to speak insistently. Why let ourselves be led by the Americans? Why not rule the world ourselves? They have to be kicked out of Europe too. Then I could do as I please with Europe.
So now, and you have to understand, this is 1996. Not only that, but you're talking to a Russian, basically, that's hearing from the Lord. So he doesn't have a grid for America, and God is speaking to him about us. And so he knows these things. And now here we are with all these Muslim immigrants going all across Europe, busting down all the borders. George Soros saying we don't need these borders. You have Putin basically fueling the war going on in Syria with Assad, King Assad. And it's like our country and Putin are fighting some proxy war, but it's really between Russia and America, and it's about to break out all over the world. Right now they're using Assad, and they're using, you know, the people who want to join in with ISIS and the radical Islamic situation over there. But that's just going to break out all over the world, the reports are. And so you're looking at, they've already begun to deteriorate and destroy Europe by allowing it just to be watered down. And some of the prophetic words we're going to tell you, that's exactly what God said would take place. And we're seeing it take place. And so he wants to get rid, he wants to take over Europe.
Yeah.
We underestimate that. Oh, so you're not satisfied with Russia? You want the Ukraine? You want all of Europe? And they even begin to negotiate in a minute. So let's keep on going.
The man standing beside me asked, "This is what you saw. They act as friends and say that they respect the treaties made together. But everything I've shown you is how it will really happen."
This is God speaking to Dmitry Dudeman. So when you see Secretary of State John Kerry, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, President Barack Obama saying, "We got a treaty with Iran."
Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna, the treaty says they can't do anything. It's like, you know, locks are for honest people. You know, crooks break locks. Right. You know, that's what they did, rob banks. It's against the law to rob a bank, but they're still robbing. Murder's still against the law, but it's been happening since the Garden of Eden, right? Just outside the Garden of Eden with Cain and Abel. And so you're looking at right now, it doesn't matter what people signed. This is what's going to happen. God said, this is what's going to happen. Okay.
"Then when it comes to pass," you must tell them what is being planned against America. "Then when it comes to pass, the people will remember the words the Lord has spoken."
This is so important because we've been writing down for years now inside the VFN Torch. You can subscribe to it and go to it. But we've been documenting everything because if we didn't say anything and all of a sudden we started talking, you would think there's no foundation, there's no grid for what they're saying. How long have they been knowing this? But now you can go back and read, you know, over a million have, you know, read, you know, what God is saying. Or you can listen and watch what we've been saying, what God's been revealing to us, what we've been sharing, what he's revealing to others. Because it's time to, when the local news, I mean, have you, not the local news, but the national news, have you seen the national news? I mean, what they're talking about, this is what's happening right this moment. Russia's blowing up, the bear's rising up, preparing for war, calling all of his people home. And our national news, they're talking about the way somebody talks about women or the way that somebody's got their emails or somebody can't stand up straight. And it's like, we're going to war.
Yeah.
Whoever is our next president, potentially this, according, do we have the Gloria? Do we have Gloria?
If we don't.
Yeah, Paul, I want you to hear this because this is what I'm really seeing more and more. This is potentially what we're going to see where, you know, she heard from the Lord about a year ago that says, you know, we might not even have a presidential election. We may go to war. And it looks like that thing's happening right now. Let's continue on with this word.
"Who are you?" I asked.
This is Dmitry Dudeman talking to the angel that she's seeing.
Speaking to him. He says, "I am the protector of America."
That's important to understand this. We're not surviving because we're all strong. We're all brilliant. Yes. I mean, anybody, well, I know I'm not brilliant like that, you know. Pat's pretty brilliant. But really joking, all jokes aside, that if you have a base set up in your nation, if you could pull back and look at spiritually, you would actually see an angelic base over that base. You would see some sort of spiritual stronghold, positive stronghold that allowed that base to even exist. We have a desire to do what's right. We line up with heaven and what God's will is. And then all of a sudden, God's angels begin to accomplish those things and hold back the adversary for us. Well, there's an angel that protects America. And this angel's the one that's saying, listen, they're forming this thing against you, America. Russia's forming. Forget about what politicians are saying. This is what God is saying prophetically to us. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. The angel of the Lord is saying to Dmitry Dudeman, according to Dmitry Dudeman, that these guys are actually coming up against you.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing is what he says next. Because it's not about them. It's about what we're allowing to happen in our own country. It's a sin that's in our own country. It's not because Putin's bad. You're going to find out in this program or future programs that, you know, God is actually has allowed Putin to be there in this particular place based on some of the prophetic words that have been given. But let's continue that.
America's sin has reached God. He will allow this destruction, for he can no longer stand such wickedness. God, however, still has people that worship him. with a clean heart as they do his work. He has prepared a heavenly army to save these people.
This is important because in regards to this, that that people are doing some bad things, and everybody's sinned and fallen short. But you got to, if you don't repent and come to God, and you stay in your sin, it just keeps building and building and building until the cup is full.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, I'm going to deal with America. As a matter of fact, America is going to have some significant physical battles in America. He said, but he's going to protect his people. This angel, he said right here, right? He says he's going to protect his people who worship him, who have clean hands and a pure heart. And our hands are clean and pure because we ask God to forgive us. Like, Jesus, forgive us of our sin, where I've sinned against you. And we turn our hearts to God. And so let's go read a little bit more.
As I looked, a great army, well armed and dressed in white, appeared before me. Do you see that? The man asked. This army will go to battle to save my chosen ones. Then the difference between the godly and the ungodly will be evident.
That's important. I want us to go to Demetri Dudeman's dream that we have for you right here so you can see specifically how this thing is going to come to pass, because God spoke to him again. Take a look at this.
And he said, I just had a real strong dream. And he said, it was getting very dark. And as I looked around, there were many people around me. And somehow I knew that all these people were Christians. And as it began to get darker and darker, I saw an army coming. And all of the army was dressed in black except one. And that one exception was dressed in red. And it had a sign on his forehead. And he began to speak. He said, I am Lucifer, and I've come to make war against the children of God. And all the people, you know, became scared. And then Lucifer said, who has the strength, who thinks that they can stand against me, you know, go to the left. Those of you that don't even want to fight against me, go to your right. And he said that about only 25% of the people went to the left, and all the others herded to the right. And then Satan gave the order, attack all of those on the left, kill them. And as the army advanced and they surrounded the little group, this is that a light began to shine from heaven, and it surrounded the group. And a voice said, take out your swords and defend yourselves. And one of the people in the group asked, but what swords? And the voice said, the word of the Lord is your sword. Take it out and use it. And then they began to quote scripture from the Bible, and this army stopped advancing. And all of a sudden they began to sing this song. And the army got so scared that they began to run away. And then Satan became very furious. And he said, attack those on the right. And one by one, those on the right, you know, were all killed. They couldn't defend themselves. And then one of the people in the little group asked, how come those people couldn't be defended as we were? And the voice said, those people were lukewarm all their lives. They one foot in the world and one foot in the church. They never really had the word of God nor the power of God. And because of that, they could not be defended. And he said, the sun began to shine and all the black clouds began to disperse. And there was only one cloud left with Lucifer and his army on it. And Lucifer began to shake his fist at the little group. And then it disappeared. You know, and then he said as he looked around, he saw many people that he recognized, you know, in the little group that he knew as Christian brothers. You know, so that was the dream.
So you're looking at this prophetic warning. We're going to make this whole word available to you at VFNTV.com. So you're looking at this blowing up taking place, but God talked about that. And we're going to talk about how specifically that there's going to be God has said there's going to be a physical attack on America. It's going to be a physical attack on the earth in the American soul. And what you're hearing right here with Demetri Dudeman, you're hearing three different areas.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also understanding there's some other things that God has shown him, talking about nuclear areas and some problems going on in the center of the United States that we talked about. We'll make that available to you. And as we turn to work on that, as we turn to deal with China, what, potentially a cyber war or something, all of a sudden that's when the bear or Russia begins to do what they're doing. What's their goal? According to what we're hearing from this prophetic word, and we're going to continue on talking in our next program. Don't forget, we're going to stay with this. We're going to forego our normal pattern of a program to let you to hear these words, yeah. So you can be prepared, but to understand that the word was, why don't we rule the world? Why are we letting America rule the world? And, you know, Russia's got 100 and something million folks. They just did a 60 million citizen war-ready type exercise in their whole nation. They're calling their citizens back. Our own general, U.S. general, is putting out that serious threat when we're way undermanned as a military. We've got $220 trillion in debt. This is not a good moment right now. And but God is going to bring home a great harvest of souls in this. And it's going to come out of Russia. It's going to begin in Russia, over a billion young folks. God's going to bring that harvest in. It's going to be quickly. This war we're going to be talking about, that the Lord's saying, is going to be quick, but also the harvest is going to be quick. So you got to be ready. You don't want to miss this time. And if you're not ready right now, if this was your last day here on the earth, if you were to die today, do you know where you would go? Just like you just heard right there with the dream that God gave them, 75% weren't going to go with God. They were going to go with the adversary. They weren't going to stand up for God, which means 25% were saved, going with God. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? All you got to do right now is just say, God, I want you. I want to know you. Jesus is my Lord and Savior right now. As a matter of fact, we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You can go right there and just read our testimonies, and we'll share with you our story, how we met God through His Son, Jesus Christ. You can know Him today. And sign up for our Torch newsletter so you get prudent preparation. You need to prepare yourself. It's not going to be business as usual in any area, but it's going to be a great harvest coming in. I want to pray with you. Father God, I just love you. I thank you, Lord, that you let us know in advance. You speak to us. We cherish your voice. We love to hear your voice, and you tell us what's going on, that we're not caught by surprise. God, I pray for everyone that's hearing this broadcast, seeing this broadcast, that they would get ready, God. They would be prepared for the ultimate thing, is meeting you to live forever, being forgiven and cleansed and brought into a right relationship with you, Jesus. Lord, and those that are here, Father God, in America, that they would be prepared physically, like a prudent preparation, Father God. A prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. God, I pray right now that you would just send your angels to protect your people. And I thank you that, Lord, that you said to Dimitri Dudeman that this has nothing to do with your people. You're going to put angels out to protect your people. Psalms 91, I just speak that right now over all of our audience. Psalms 91, the thousand fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your left, is not going to come near your dwelling as you abide with the Lord. In Jesus' name, dear Lord God, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV. Or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.